Taking the tip off for Madison, no surprise. It'll be the 5'11 senior, Yolin Luthi. She will be matching up with the 5'5 senior, Serenity Lockwood. Madison wins the tip off into the backcourt. We are underway here. Into the hands of Sarah Miser. Miser across half court. Goes left side to Kaylin Luthi. Now worked left wing again to Ava Folds. Back up top now. Worked right side to Sarah Miser. Miser now skips it back to the left side into the hands of Folds. Folds being guarded. Works it up top. Now to Miser, right wing. Skips it back left side. Now into the hands of Kaylin Luthi. Corner into the left side for Miser. Back up top now. 4-3, no good on the shot by Ava Folds. Rebound will go to Waverly, now being worked up the court by Serenity Lockwood. Waverly in their road blacks with orange numbers, white trim. Madison in their home whites as we get a steal on the Waverly side. Sarah Miser picks it away, gives it to Jalen Weekly, who takes it down and lays it in for two right side. 2-0 Madison now with 7:07 to go in the first quarter, and we're going to get a foul.
Yeah, Waverly's packing into that 2-3 zone on that first possession against Madison, and good ball movement. Got a good look for that three, but a better job on defense for the Madison Bulldogs to get that transition bucket for Jalen Weekly, who was leading the team with 17.5 points per ball game, had a 30-point outburst in that Marmaton Valley Tournament Championship.
Inbound left side on the baseline for Waverly. It goes to Josie Romig, who checks into the ball game for the first time. Now Waverly on the attack. Ball will get tipped out of bounds on a pass attempt by Jalen Weekly, so it'll stay with Waverly. Sydney Everhart trying to find a teammate there in the lane. No going there, so an inbound again on the baseline. Now coming from Lockwood. Lockwood looking for an open teammate, and it looks like we're going to get... Well, what's the call there?
Sideline warning.
A sideline warning.
So what happened was Yolin Luthi came a little bit too close across. So they give a warning, and next time that'll be a technical foul.
Lockwood again looking for somebody. Tried to find it in the form of Sydney Everhart on the left wing, but it gets tipped out of bounds again by Jalen Weekly. Weekly giving the Waverly Bulldogs no room to breathe. Inbound now will come from Josie Romig in front of the Madison cheering section, being guarded by Luthi. She has to hurl it over her head. Luthi gets a hand on it, and it's taken away by Kaylin Luthi, but taken right back by Waverly. Ball into the hands of Serenity Lockwood, who makes the jumper from the foul line. It's 2-2, 6:42 to go in this first quarter. With Madison back with possession now, left corner. It goes into the hands of Miser. Miser now towards the top to Ava Folds, right wing, top of the right wing. Three no good off the mark by Kaylin Luthi, and we're going to get a foul on the rebound attempt. Looks like this one's going against Madison. Nope, actually they're going to say that's Waverly. That'll go against Josie Romig, her first. As I was saying a moment ago, Madison is in their home whites with black numbers, gold trim, as a great feed by Yolin Luthi down low. Right side, Jalen Weekly just too strong on the shot. Goes over the top into the hands of Romig. Now Romig goes up top to Lockwood, who fires a three. No good. Waverly going from left to right as we see the action here. Madison right to left, and Madison with the rebound. Ava Folds, top of the key. Now right side, Kaylin Luthi. Back to Folds. Left corner to Miser, trying to feed it in the lane to Jalen Weekly. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Romig. It'll stay with Madison. Baseline inbounds coming from Kaylin Luthi. Heaves it up to the top of the key to Miser. Apologies to Folds. Back to Kaylin Luthi. Circles around to the top of the key. Goes right side now to Miser. To Luthi. Tried to skip it under the basket to Jalen Weekly. And Weekly needed about 2 more inches of height to bring that one in. So it goes out of bounds. Untouched by Waverly. It goes to the ladies in black. 5:46 remaining in this first quarter. 2-2 between Madison and Waverly. Trying to get the ball into the front court was Josie Romig. It'll bounce off her foot and the shin of Ava Folds. So it'll stay with Waverly. Inbounds coming from Lockwood in front of her own bench. Goes in the back court to Romig. Romig now picks up the speed. Gets across half court. Top of the key. Skips it behind herself to Everhart, who tried to feed it to the left wing. It's intercepted by Miser. Down the stretch, great feed and lay-in left side by Jalen Weekly, who makes it 4-2 Madison. 5:23 left to go in this first quarter. Getting back on offense is Waverly. Unguarded shot there by Morgan Votes is too strong. The rebound is picked up by Ava Fultz. Now into the hands of Kaylin Luthy on the Madison end. Fultz has it left wing. Right side, Miser. She loads up the three, hits the backboard, and that's all it'll hit. Rebound goes to Kaylin Luthy. Foul line jumper off the glass and in. Bank is open there as Kaylin Luthy is now on the score sheet. It's 6-2 Madison, 4:51 to go. Back down the other way. Josie Romig lays it in for two off the glass on the right side, and we get a timeout taken by Ty Piper.
That's what's made Ty Piper's teams is so dangerous is, you know, that transition bucket to where Josie Romig just sprinting down the court.
Yeah.
Very quick ball handler and getting an easy transition bucket right there to cut that deficit to only two.
Well, and you're going to have to use the speed that you have if you're Waverly when you're going against the height that is Madison. I didn't get to talk about it much, but you look at Madison, they've got two starters listed at 5'10 or above. Jalen Wheatley, 5'10 sophomore. Yo Lin, 5'11 senior. Then you look at Waverly, their tallest player on the starting five, 5'7.
Correct, and that's going to be a lot of matchups that Madison's going to see this year. And that's something that I've kind of noticed in the box scores that Bill shared with us before this game. Mm-hmm. Jalen Wheatley just really dominating. I think the pressure's been on Yolen. 5 points per ball game, but Wheatley's been a great compliment. She was one of only two freshmen to be all line kind of league last year.
Great feed down low by Fultz to Wheatley, who lays it in off the glass for two more. She's got six. Madison leads 8-4. Transition offense down the other way. Waverly lays it in off the hands of Serenity Lockwood. No apologies. Morgan Votes.
Only fitting we to get some air raid offense here tonight.
Fultz has it now on the Madison side. She feeds it down low again for Wheatley, who's too strong on the layup attempt. Dives for her own rebound. Now we've got a tie-up on the floor. We'll see who it goes to.
A jump ball.
It is a jump ball.
Madison hadn't won the opening tip, so it'll be alternate possession.
So Waverly a chance to tie this ball game up, possibly take the lead as they trail it 8-6 with 4:10 to go in this first quarter. Inbound coming from in front of the Waverly bench by Sydney Everhart. Well, she gets it to Josie Romig, but it was too far in front of her. She lost it. Turnover goes for Kaylin Luthy. Luthy now right block. She'll lose it out of bounds. And they're going to say it was last touch by Luthy. Good job by Morgan Votes to get back on defense. She actually poked that ball free, and Luthy lost it trying to get it back in. Baseline inbound, stolen away by Madison. Luthy to Luthy. Kaylin stole it, got it to Yolen, who lays it in for two left side. It's 10-6, Madison, 3:54 to go in the first. Baseline inbound to come on the Waverly end from Josie Romig. Full court pressure being applied by Madison very early. Romig needs to get that ball inbounds, and she does, to Morgan Votes in the backcourt. Votes now across half court. Gets inside the lane. Looked like she might go for a floater. Turns into a pass to Lockwood, who almost loses it. Gets it back now, right side. Top of the key up to Addison Miller. Miller goes left corner to Votes, who overshoots the three. The rebound will be won by Jalen Wheatley. And we're going back the Madison way. Left side with it now for Madison is Ava Fultz. Again, Madison going from right to left as we see the action here in Madison High School. Ava Fultz, left side still with it. Up top to Yolen Luthy. Foul line jumper. Rims around, falls out, and we're going to get a foul on the rebound. This is going to go against the ladies in white, the Madison Bulldogs, and it's going to go against Jalen Wheatley, her first, team's second. As the Madison Bulldogs lead Waverly 10-6 here, 3:12 to go in the first quarter. Inbound coming from Josie Romig. Not sure where she was looking there as it's a turnover to Madison. Down low, Kaylin Luthy feeds Jalen Wheatley, and she'll dribble it off her own foot and out of bounds. So a turnover to Waverly and a timeout called by Ty Piper. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a quick break ourselves. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM. It's 10-6. Madison leading Waverly.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Madison alumni, proud supporters of all Madison student-athletes, Go Dawgs, and Brady Chris Engler of Superior Real Estate in Linden. She's an experienced agent who's ready to help you whether you're buying or selling a home or land. Contact her at BradyChrisEnglerRealEstate.com.
3:06 left to go in the first quarter of our girls' matchup of the Battle of the Bulldogs here on the area game of the week. Tegan Trehune, Michael Deeker coming to you from Madison High School as Lady Bulldogs of Madison lead it 10-6. I caught myself there. I almost said the Lady Bulldogs and forgot. We got two sets of Lady Bulldogs out there.
You know, Madison coming off a 14-7 last year under previous head coach Vanessa Crosine. They lost the Berlin game in a close sub-state semifinal matchup. But, you know, Bill Neinstedt, 405 victories to 197 losses, two state championships when he was at Lebo, went on to, you know, have success at Emporia. Just a longtime coach. Exciting to see him back in the head coaching ranks.
Well, and, you know, Vanessa Crosine did a lot of work to lay a great foundation for this team over the last several years. They were struggling, to say the least, when she came into the position. They really come in strides. And now Neinstedt just adding to that foundation here as, again, Lady Bulldogs starting things off 4-0 on the season. Now with possession are the Madison Lady Bulldogs. Yolen Luthy goes right corner. Sarah Miser, three up in the air, over the top. Rebound goes to Kaylin Luthy. Back to Miser, right wing. She'll flip it up top to Ava Foltz. Foltz with it now. Lobs it in the lane to Yolen. Yolen up top to Foltz. Foltz, nice head fake. Goes inside the lane, can't get anything going, so she kicks it back out. Yolen Luthy, foul line jumper is short. Rebound will go to Jalen Weekly. Back to Foltz, left corner to Kaylin Luthy. Back up top to Foltz now. A bullet pass intended for Jalen Weekly, almost goes out of bounds. She saves it. Now right side, Miser in the lane. Great passing play by Yolen Luthy to Jalen Weekly, but she can't hit the bunny. The rebound goes to Waverly.
Madison had a lot of good looks right there. Bill Neinstedt frustrated that they did not get any buckets off of that one.
So running the Lockwood tries the right side layup. Won't get it. The rebound will fly out of bounds. And Bill Neinstedt now wants a timeout. It's a 30-second break.
Like clockwork.
And he is not very happy about that last offensive possession.
But that's the thing that, you know, Bill is seeing. Coach Neinstedt is seeing. Most of these opposing teams are going to force a 2-3 zone. Madison's got great ball movement. That's going to generate some good looks. They're a good team right now, but if they're able to hit those shots, those bunnies, that's going to take them to being a great team to where they've got a great amount of talent here. This is their time to shine.
Well, now my question here, though, is were they trying to force a few too many of those plays? Does it seem like Yolen was maybe firing that ball into the lane a few times when – really, Jalen didn't have much room to move.
No, absolutely not. I think that's exactly the look that they want because, Luthy's at the elbow. Uh-huh. They're collapsing right there. That's going to leave the backside post open to Weekly. That's exactly what that play's designed to do, but Weekly just has to knock that shot down, use the backboard.
Kaylin Luthy with it for Madison in the left corner. Now worked right side to Miser. Back up top to Ava Foltz. Good passing here so far by the Lady Bulldogs of Madison. They lead it 10-6, a minute 45 to go. Kaylin Luthy loads up the three, hits side iron. Rebound goes to Serenity Lockwood for Waverly. Now into the Waverly lineup is the 5'4 sophomore Zoe McNabb.
Madison 0 for 5 from beyond the arc.
Josie Romig has it. She throws it up top, and a three ball is good for the junior Addison Miller. And that pulls Waverly within 10-9. Madison leads it. And on the other side, we'll get a turnover by the Madison Lady Bulldogs with a double dribble committed by Sarah Miser. Minute 19 remaining in this first quarter. Madison has yet to trail. And a mishandled inbounds. We'll see a turnover to Madison's side as it looked like McNabb was trying to bounce pass it to Josie Romig, and she just bounced past it right past her and out of bounds. So now Kaylin Luthy in front of the Waverly bench inbounds it up top to Sarah Miser. Miser goes right side to Ava Foltz. She'll lob it left side back to Miser. Now to Kaylin Luthy. Now back to Foltz. Foul line. Miser. Back right side to Foltz. Foltz looking for an opening here. Goes up top to Kaylin Luthy. Under a minute to go in this first quarter. Jalen Weekly left unguarded. Gets a great feed. Goes up. Falls in the process. But still gets the points. Jalen Weekly makes it 12-9 Madison, and the full court pressure again applied here by Madison as Waverly tries to get it into the court. And we're going to get a travel on Zoe McNabb. McNabb again, the 5'4 sophomore, just a minor little mental error as she was being pressured pretty heavily by Yolin Luthi. Just dragged that foot. Luthi now with it, inbounds from in front of her own bench to Kaylin Luthi in the backcourt. Brings it up across half. Now Miser with it, left wing, goes inside. 5 foot jumper from the left is off the mark, and we're going to get a foul under the basket. See who this goes against. That's going to go against Waverly. And Morgan Votes. That'll be Votes' first, team second, with 34.4 remaining in this first quarter.
That's
go ahead, Michael.
Fourth offensive rebound there by Jalen Weekly.
Left unguarded, left wing three by Ava Fultz is just a little too short. The rebound put back by Yolin Luthi is no good. And the ball will go out of bounds on the rebound attempt. It's going Waverly's way, and that's the second time we've seen Madison miss on some point-blank shots. 25.9 seconds remaining here in this first quarter. Madison still leads it, 12-9, and we talk about repeats. That's the second time Waverly has thrown away an inbounds as Morgan Votes, I think, was trying to find Josie Romig on the left side and just sailed it right past her.
December basketball.
Yeah,
they're gonna improve.
Kaylin Luthi, baseline, left corner with it now, off the inbound to Ava Fultz. Fultz goes foul line to Luthi, Yolin Luthi, I should say. Now to Kaylin Luthi, left block, almost has it poked away by Romig, gets it back. Now back to the foul line to Yolin. Yolin, nice move around the defense, fires, but air balls the foul line jumper. Ball bounces out of bounds, 8.9 remaining in the first. Sorry,
Michael. That was a good pump fake there by Yolin to generate that space to get an open look, but just unable to knock it down from the foul line.
Romig now has it across half court. Ooh, might have got away with the travel there. 3 seconds remaining. They need to get a shot off. Lockwood under the basket goes up for the shot, and she will.
Wait,
Al, is he signaling a travel or a foul, or is he just going to let it go?
I think he's going to let it go.
That's going to do it for one. 12-9 is the lead for Madison over Waverly in our first of two battles of the Bulldogs. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Back in Madison, taking Trahoon, Michael Deeker on the Area Game of the Week. As we start the second quarter of action, a turnover early here in the second quarter by Madison on a foul, I think.
No, they called 3 seconds.
Oh, 3 seconds. Yep. I saw the ref flash a number. I didn't know what he was signaling there.
He was just saying who it was in that lane.
Ah. Well, nonetheless, Josie Romig brings it into the front court for Waverly. In the left corner with it, Addison Miller trying to make some moves. Hands off to Romig, now in the left corner herself. Goes to Miller, who flings it off the glass and in over the top of Yolin Luthi. And Miller has 5 on the night. We're back to a one-point game. 12-11 is the lead for Madison. On the Madison end, left side, Ava Fultz feeds it down low right block to Yolin Luthi, who kisses it off the glass and in, and it's back to a three-point deficit, 14-11. Morgan Votes gets it into the front court for Waverly, fires a shot in the lane. It's no good, and we're going to get a foul called here on the rebound attempt. See who they signal it against. It's going to go against Waverly, and it's going to go against Morgan Votes. That'll be her second. Team's third, as now Votes will take a seat. Back in comes Zoe McNabb, the 5'4 sophomore. Ava Fultz will sit down for Madison. Into the lineup comes Candace Ashlock, the 5'6 sophomore. Ashlock has it, top of the key, now left side to Sarah Miser. Back up top to Kaylin Luthy. To Miser, now work to Kaylin. Top of the right wing, three is off the mark. Rebound won by Serenity Lockwood, now being heavily guarded by Yolin Luthy and Jalen Weekly. The ball will go out of bounds. Coach Ty Piper not pleased with his team as he steps out onto the court and lets them know his feelings on that last possession. The ball, the out-of-bounds, apologies, was on Waverly, so Madison keeps it here. Sarah Miser, left wing.
It's four unforced turnovers.
Yeah.
Waverly's seen so far.
Jalen Weekly tries to hit the bunny right block, but it's no good. And we're getting another foul call, this one going against Waverly. That's going to be on Zoe McNabb, the sophomore. So that's McNabb's first, team's fourth. Inbounds coming from the left side of the basket. Right wing goes to Sarah Miser, misses the three-point attempt. Yolin Luthy manages to, oh, they're going to say she didn't get it in time. It was a foot race to try and save the ball from going over and back, and she just tiptoed over the line. So a turnover to Waverly. Serenity Lockwood inbounds it into the backcourt right here in front of us to Josie Romig. Romig now top of the key, trying to get around Jalen Weekly. She'll go to left side, now goes inside the lane. Pulls off her shot, gives it to Addison Miller, and Miller will try and feed it to Lockwood in the left corner. It's knocked out of bounds by Yolin Luthy. 6:10 remaining in this first half. 14-11 the lead for Madison over Waverly as Lockwood inbounds from in front of the Madison faithful. Goes to Romig. Romig mishandles it but gets it back before it goes across half court. Now in the lane, she flings it left corner. Addison Miller, three on the way, no good. Rebound won by a falling Jalen Weekly, who will draw the foul. That is going to go against, I think they're signaling that was against Serenity Lockwood. So, yep, that would be her first, team's fifth. Sarah Miser goes right corner to Kaylin Luthy. Now to Jalen Weekly, who gets stuck under the basket, goes back to Kaylin. She dribbles inside the arc, fires up a 10-footer, no good. Rebound and put back by Yolin Luthy is no good. Kaylin gets the rebound right near the far boundary on the right side. She'll get it to Miser. Now left side to Ashlock. Ashlock looking for an opening. Goes back up to Kaylin. Now to Miser on the right wing. In the lane, ball comes free. Yolin Luthy swoops in to pick it up. Left side, Ashlock three, hits side iron and goes out of bounds, but not before Jalen Weekly is whistled for an over the back. So that'll be Weekly's second, team's third. Checking into the Madison lineup now is the freshman Sadie Albert. She will replace Jalen Weekly, who has 8 points on the night. 14-11, still the lead here for Madison. 5:13 remaining in this first half. Josie Romig with speed down the other way, tries the layup, loses the ball, gets it back in midair, and we're going to get another foul call as bodies are all over the floor. They're going to say that Sarah Miser reached in and got nothing but wrist, so she picks up her first foul of the ball game, team's fourth. Inbound will come from the left side of the basket, baseline on the Waverly end.
Emporia High, Spartans in action this evening as
That's
well.
That's true,
1400,
yeah.
Lady Spartans win over Shawnee Mission North. That game was an early tip-off.
It was, 5 o'clock, I believe.
Dylan on the AM 1400.
Yes. Josie Romig now, top of the key, tries to get inside. Lost the handle on the ball as she was guarded by Yolin Luthy. Now Ashlock down the other way. Has her shot altered. Kaylin Luthy tries to save it back. Gets it to Ashlock. Right block. It goes to Sadie Albert. She won't get the basket, but she will draw the shooting foul, so she's going to the line for two. See what Al says here. The foul is on Waverly's Zoe McNabb. That'll be her second, team sixth. Albert puts up the first of two, and it's no good. Score remains 14-11, Madison leading Waverly, 4:49 remaining in the first half. Coming out of the Waverly lineup will be McNabb, replacing her. I didn't see the number. That's my bad. Trying my best here. Second shot by Albert is also no good. So she goes 0 for 2 from that trip. Gets the rebound back, does Ashlock, but then turns it over to Addison Miller. Miller goes up top to Lockwood. She tries to feed it down low to Sydney Everhart, and it goes out of bounds.
Madison has out-rebounded Waverly tonight 17-7 so far. And of those 17 rebounds, I've got 12 of those being on the offensive glass.
Out there now for Madison are Kaylin and Yolin Luthi, Ava Fultz, Candace Ashlock, and Sadie Albert. As Fultz has it right wing, she goes up top to Ashlock. Now left side to Kaylin Luthi. Back to Fultz at the top of the key. Now back to Kaylin. Right side, skips it to Fultz. Thought about the three, but she won't pull the trigger. Left side, it'll go back to Ashlock. Ashlock down low to Yolin Luthi. She feeds it on the opposite end to Albert, who gets fouled on the shooting attempt. So back to the line we go. That foul is going to go against Sydney Everhart. That'll be her first, team seventh, with 4:03 remaining in the first half. 14-11 the lead for Madison. Only 2 points thus far scored on either side. So 4 in total. Albert puts up the first, and she gets it. Her last trip to the line was unsuccessful. This time she's at least 1 of 2. Out of the lineup for Madison comes Kaylin Luthi. Back in comes Sarah Meiser, the 5'8 senior. Albert sets for the second attempt. Puts it up, hits the front iron, and rolls away. So now she is 1 of 4 from the line here tonight. Transition offense here for Waverly into the front court. With it now for the Lady Bulldogs, Sydney Everhart. Everhart goes to Lockwood, top of the key. Looking for a way to penetrate inside. Tried twice to get it to Addison Miller. It was poked away both times. Ooh, she is dangerously close to that half court line. Lockwood looking for some assistance here. Gets Josie Romig. She saves it from going out of bounds on the far boundary. Then loses the handle again, and we get a collision between Sarah Meiser and Josie Romig. Romig a little shaken up, but she gets back up with very little trouble. And they're going to say it is Madison ball. And they're going to call Romig for the offensive foul. So that will be the second for Romig, the eighth for Waverly overall, and we're going to the line to shoot the 1-1.
Correct, yeah. 18th foul.
You didn't have to tell me correct on the air. You could have just nodded. They didn't need to know I was asking. 3:33 remaining in the first half as Sarah Meiser
strong sport.
puts up the first. She misses on the front end. Let's just leave it at that.
Just like riding a bike.
Uh-huh. I feel like this is the best start I've had thus far in my career. As Addison Miller has it top of the key, gets inside, and she'll kick it back up top to Sydney Everhart. Everhart throws it to Lockwood, who mishandles it but gets it back, goes in the lane. Floater from 5 feet is too strong. And, another collision under the basket. It is a physical game between these two.
There's a full send there by Sadie Albert trying to get that rebound.
Well, the foul is going to go against Sadie Albert. That'll be her first. Team's fifth. Baseline inbounds coming for Waverly on the Madison end. As Ava Fultz manages to steal it away after a little bit of elbow bumping and gets it to Yolin Luthi. Luthi now left block. Kicks it back up top. Sarah Meiser thought about a three. Right side to Ava Fultz now. She'll lob it to Luthi on the left block, puts it off the glass, hits the rim, and falls away, and we get a jump ball on the rebound between Yolin Luthi and trying to see the number. I don't have a 22 listed on my sheet.
That's Kate Wagner.
That is Kate Wagner. Yes, it is. Nonetheless, Waverly back on the attack. Addison Miller with it, top of the key. Tries to go inside. Ooh, she might have got away with a little extra step there. Nonetheless, Waverly maintains possession. Allie Stuckey goes inside, mishandles the ball, but it won't matter as she gets fouled on the wrist. That foul is going to go against Candace Ashlock. That's her first, team sixth. And Ashlock will take a seat. Out there now for Madison, it's Yolin Luthi. Kaylin Luthy back in. Ava Fold, Sarah Miser, and Sadie Albert for Waverly. It's Serenity Lockwood who's handling it now inside the lane, and we get a little collision between Miser and Lockwood. The Waverly faithful wanted a foul, but it was an accidental collision on both sides. Nobody really at fault.
Well, if you come in there, isn't that a reach?
It wasn't really a reach. They just more kind of bumped shoulders.
A lot of contact.
There's been a lot of contact tonight.
Continued contact.
Fultz gets the steal on a falling Lockwood. Now back on the Madison end as Luthy has it right wing. She lobs it left side to Miser. Left corner now, Kaylin Luthy. She thought about another three attempt, but hasn't been successful thus far tonight. Decides not to pull the trigger. She has it up top now. Left side to Miser. Skips it right side to Fultz. Fultz wide open. Fires the three. It's a line drive, and it's too strong. The rebound will go out of bounds. And we got a jump ball because they're going to say it was touched by both a Waverly and Madison player.
It's possession arrow still in favor of Madison, so yep. We'll stay right here with him.
Kaylin Luthy has it on the inbound.
Don't see that very often.
No, you do not. That is a fair assessment, Mr. Deeker. Right side with it now. Ava Fultz up top to Miser. Left corner. Luthy, she will pull the trigger. Kaylin Luthy hits the side, and the rebound is pulled down by Kate Wagner. Waverly back on the attack with 90 seconds remaining in this half. Allie Stuckey throws it to Lockwood. Right block. Almost has it taken away. She fires it wildly off the glass, and the rebound will go to Sadie Albert. Madison with it again with a minute 15 remaining now in this first half, leading 15-11. Left block. Goes back to Fultz. She dribbles inside the lane, fires the shot, but not before she travels. So a turnover here to Waverly gives them a chance to cut into this four-point lead ahead of the halftime break. Stuckey will bring it up for Waverly. Not much pressure on the full court there by Madison. They back that off a little bit. Miller has it left corner. Trying to go around Sarah Miser. She shakes her off but doesn't make any other moves. She'll try and fling it to Stuckey on the opposite end. It gets taken away by Kaylin Luthy, who gets banged into by Stuckey. So Allie Stuckey, the 5'3 freshman, will pick up her first foul of the night. That's the ninth team foul of this first half.
Kind of a quiet second quarter. Madison with three yeah. points. Waverly with 2 points.
Well, Kaylin Luthy was the battered individual in that exchange, so she's going to the line to shoot the 1-1. Puts it up. It falls away. No good. The rebound was won by Albert, so Madison maintains possession. Fultz with it now. Goes left corner. And the ball will be misplayed to Albert, who couldn't keep a handle on it. Goes out of bounds. Waverly with it now with 40.2 remaining in the first half. Again, still a chance to cut into this four-point lead. Luthy intercepts it in the backcourt. Just waited and laid in wait. Gets it to Yolen Luthy from 4 feet out. And Yolen Luthy makes it 17-11 for Madison. A great steal there by Kaylin as she just waited behind the Waverly Bulldog and jumped the pass. 20 seconds to go in this first half, and Serenity Lockwood will fling it from half court to the gym doors. See what they're discussing here.
Wow.
Wait, what? I guess they're going to say a Madison player touched it, but I didn't see that. I think that was just
Al Brown's right in front of the Hudson gang. You better be careful down there.
Uh-huh. Well, nonetheless, Waverly will maintain possession as Kate Wagner will inbound it, trying to get over the top of Yolen Luthy. That's easier said than done. And she will fling it right off the forehead.
Well, sometimes that old ball don't lie.
No, she'll fling it right off the forehead of Anna Matthews, the 5'6 junior. She appears to be okay. That was a bullet pass. 15 seconds remaining in this first half. 17-11 the lead for Madison. Kaylin Luthy brings it into the front court for the ladies in white. Ava Fultz now up top to Sarah Miser. And we're going to get a lane violation. Too much time in the lane for Yolen Luthy with 4.7 remaining in this first half. Waverly will have one last crack at it to have the last word as they trail it 17-11. Out there now for the Lady Bulldogs, it's Serenity Lockwood, Addison Miller, Josie Romig, Kate Wagner, and Morgan Votes. Wagner gets it to Romig. 2 seconds. She loses it at half court, and that's going to do it. From her knees, she tries to fling it towards the basket. A valiant effort, but it will not pay off. 17-11 is the score after a somewhat dry spell scoring-wise for both teams. We'll get you your halftime stats and analysis after a quick break. We have the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show coming up next here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball.